to order?
Sure. Meeting's called to order. I'd like to start off with attendance. If you could assist with that, Lisa, since I'm driving, I'd appreciate it.
Present. Mr. Graham? If you could.
Hey, Lisa, we can't hear you.
Sorry about that. Is that better?
Yes, now we can hear
much
you.
Better.
Okay, thank you. Sorry about that. All right, so Chairman Neubecker?
Present.
Bob Graham? Mr. Graham, if you just indicate that
present.
You're here. Thank you. Mr. Preston?
Here.
Ms. Holt?
Present.
Right here.
Mr. Brangle? I see Tim is trying to connect to audio, so I'll circle back with him in a moment. Kyler and Donna are absent. We do have a quorum and can begin the meeting.
Great. We have a motion to approve first the minutes from our last meeting.
Well, so moved. No.
Was that Carr?
Yes.
Thank you.
And a second?
Seconded.
Mr.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any objections? Okay, so we had a meeting, well, a tour of the Sheraton, and we have to have minutes for that per requirements. Do we have a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved.
And a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so moved.
Lee, if I could interrupt, I'm sorry. Next on the, before we move on to the next item on the agenda, we did skip over public comment. We do have some members of the public on the call today. I was wondering if you would like to take public comment now.
Okay. And who do we have that wishes to speak?
Hearing none, I think we can move on.
Okay. I'd like to move up on the agenda, the discussion on, well, first an update from Lisa on the request for interest for Madison Street, what was sent out, and any discussion on that. So Lisa, if you could start off with briefing everyone on what's happened.
Certainly.
That'd be great.
So, yep, that'd be great. My, the Village of River Forest has released an expression of interest to the development community. For the village-owned properties and adjacent properties along Madison Street. That expression of interest was sent out to developers who have expressed interest in the site and also other developers that we're aware of in the area. In addition to that, the village has established a website, vrf.us/Madison, where a copy of the expression of interest can be found. And a sign will be installed on the property, should be today, letting developers know that there is a development opportunity with a copy of the website address and a phone number should they have any questions or wish to discuss it. I've not gotten any phone calls at this point. I've just gotten one email confirming receipt and a request for the village to provide clear direction regarding what we're looking for as a development opportunity on the site. I think the comprehensive plan discusses it a bit, but not responding to that inquiry yet at this point. I'm waiting to see what other questions we get and whether or not it makes sense to send information out to everyone at the same time. And so the other thing we've offered to do as part of the expression of interest is to provide tours of the facility if needed and give developers an opportunity to see what is there. A copy of the expression of interest was sent to the Economic Development Commission earlier this week and was shared with residents who live near the property last week as a courtesy.
Great, thank you. Are there any comments or questions about the expression of interest from members? I want to thank Tim Brangle, who worked on taking the lead on drafting this and working with Lisa to get this out. It got out a little quicker than I thought it would, but it's probably good to get it out there while there's interest, while the economy remains strong.
Yep, and I would say it started with Eric too, so there was a draft that I've been helping. I think if there's, take a read if there's any comments or issues with it. I know it's out. But if there's any clarifications we need to put out there, it's pretty simple expression of interest. So I think this is just to drive, this is to put out that, you know, there's a development opportunity coming. We're just trying to gauge what the market might respond to. So again, it's, yeah, if anybody has any questions, I'm happy to answer, but.
Okay. Well, very well then. Lisa, what is the next item that we need to discuss?
Sure. And just two, I know the Economic Development Commission has had an interest in the funding that's set aside in HB 64 with regard to demolition of Madison Street. We had worked with the Speaker's office to get those funds released. We're now working with the Governor's office at the next process for that money to be released. So I'm hoping to have more news by meeting, but I have nothing new to report.
Yeah. Is there a sense that we might be receiving those funds before winter soon?
That's the hope. We're working as hard as we can to get the funds released as soon as possible, but the ball is squarely in the governor's court at this point.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
We just want to give everyone an update on the tour of the Sheraton. President Aducci, Bob and Bob on the call here, myself and some others, we went and took a tour of the Sheraton. It's really quite a remarkable facility. It's very high-end assisted living, which isn't just for people who have memory issues. So I would encourage everyone to check it out. If you want a tour, you can call in. They'd be happy to show you around and show you what it looks like. They have a wonderful roof deck. They're looking for organizations in our community that might need a space for an outdoor event or even an indoor event. They're looking for partnerships and ways to be introduced, to introduce the facility to members of our community. So it's a beautiful facility. You walk in, there's a grand piano in there, there's a bar on the right, there are two dining rooms, casual and formal, and it's really a remarkable setup, and you know, we're lucky to have something like that in our village for residents that want to be able to stay here until their twilight years. So I encourage everyone to check it out if you can, and I don't know, Bob, if you have any comments about it or...
What you said, I second. I mean, it's over the top from what my expectations were. It's a very significant improvement for the village.
Yeah, what I was most impressed about is even for the memory care floor, it has an inner courtyard so that the residents can go outside at will. They can garden. I know they're interested in engaging the gardening community to help with planting beds and work with residents, but it's really something else, and it's nice to see that option's there. So.
Can I say that?
And they've tried to be a good neighbor to the residents to the immediate west in
expanding the ability to cover the fence and with landscaping, et cetera. So I think they're making an effort to be a good neighbor.
On July 13th, the Sheridan is hosting the Chamber's Business After Hours and our annual meeting. So I welcome anybody who hasn't seen the facility to come along for a little bit of a party and a celebration.
Yeah, and they also have a covered entryway that could, even if it were raining, it could easily accommodate 80 people outside in a covered space. So it's a nice option. Okay. Lisa, do we have any other updates regarding any of the commercial corridors?
Sure. So we continue to work with a developer on a potential project at Lakin Park. I think at the last meeting, Chairman Neubecker had updated the EDC on efforts to identify a potential restaurant tenant for that site. There had been some direction from the EDC to prepare a one-page summary about development opportunities at Lakin Park and Lakin Lathrop to assist in the identification of potential tenants. So we are working on that. Lee, I hope to have something to you very shortly for you to review. And I don't know if you have any other discussions to, or any other information to share about that.
I thought I heard there was some movement from the Strand property in negotiations with the developer.
Yeah, the developer is continuing to try to work with the property owner on a private transaction. And I think they're making some headway in that area.
Hey, Lisa, I think you lost your chairman.
I think we did. Let me keep an eye out for him. We'll give him a minute to rejoin. If he's unable to do that, which I'm sure he's trying to do, we may have to appoint a chair pro tem for the remainder of the meeting. I think this is him coming back in. There we go. Lee, is that you?
It is.
Okay.
Sorry. Welcome back. My cell signal dropped.
That's okay. So I think the last, I don't know what you last heard. We were talking about efforts to acquire the neighboring property owner's property and the fact that those negotiations were underway. The village is not a party to those, though I don't have a lot of information on that. But Lee, did you have anything else to share on attempt to identify a potential restaurant tenant?
Yeah, well, I've been working with President Adusi as well as Trustee O'Connell on trying to court potential restaurant groups. We have some potential interest from the Gage Group, the Armand's Restaurant Group, which recently opened Victory Tap or Victory Italian in Oak Park. And there have been other interested parties that have expressed some interest. There's nothing serious at this point in time in terms of real negotiations. But we're continuing to try to reach out and identify potential operators with a track record that might be interested in anchoring a full-service restaurant at Park and Lake.
I have a question about that. A full-service restaurant with a liquor license, how far do they have to be away from a school?
That's a great question.
I had asked President Adusi about that. I think the key is that it's not just a bar, but it's a restaurant, and the hours of operation are potentially an issue as well. But it's my understanding that there's room to work through that issue if appropriate business is identified.
Sure. Yeah.
Chairman, did I misstate anything?
No, you're correct. So what I was going to jump in and say is that you're correct. So the general rule is 100 feet. However, there's all kinds of exceptions to that. And Lee is right. As long as the primary business is not liquor sales, so a tavern couldn't go there, but a restaurant with a liquor license can. And I think one example to keep in mind is that at Lake and Lathrop, we had La Mojada with a liquor license that was previously at that location. So, and that is in proximity to a school. There are provisions in the liquor code that would enable, as Lee said, the right business to be located in that area with a liquor license.
Are there any other corridor updates that we need to discuss, Lisa?
Well, just real quickly, so just as an FYI to the EDC, the developer from the Sheridan continues to appear at monthly board meetings with updates. They anticipate that demolition and earthwork activities are going to resume. They're hoping for next week, but I'm hoping to get a better date so that we can let residents in the area know when those demolition activities resume. So that would include excavation at the ground level. And then once they get their full building permit, which should be right around the corner, they're just about wrapped up with their MWRD permit, then they would have the permission to go vertical, of course, contingent on.
Lisa, you mentioned the Sheridan. Are you talking about Lathrop and Lake or the Sheridan?
I'm sorry, I meant Lake and Lathrop.
Okay, thank you. I thought that's what you were referring to.
Yeah.
So Lisa, again, what's the bottom line? When can they can start construction?
They can start construction as soon as they get their MWRD permit and building permit. So they need to get the MWRD permit in order to get the village building permit. They are in the final stage of getting the MWRD permit and have made very good progress in that area. And then once they get their construction financing, they can begin construction. What they shared with the community in April was that their timeline is that they hope to be vertical in August, September, and that the earthwork would begin in June, which they're still on target to begin, and take about 2 months, I believe is what they said, to complete. The last report that they gave the Village Board of Trustees is that they were in negotiation for a majority of their commercial space and that they had at least one letter of intent. In April, they had sale contracts for 6 units plus one contract that was under negotiation. When they returned to the Village Board meeting in May, they informed us that the one contract that was under negotiation had converted and was now a sale contract. So they have 7 of the 22 units to be constructed under contract.
Lisa, do we know what the down payment consideration is for each of those 7 contracts?
No.
I've had some residents ask me about that. I think that would be a good question that we pose, just so that we know how serious those commitments are.
Yeah.
And
do we know the requirements to get the construction financing release?
What they've shared with the community is that in terms of pre-sales, right, the general rule of thumb is 40%, which is 9 units. However, the lender takes into consideration the amount of commercial space that's come under control. And so they're making a lot of progress leasing the working on leases for the commercial space. So the more they can get that, the closer they get, I understand, to a bank releasing the financing. So they will be back in front of the board at their June 28th meeting for another update.
Any other questions? Okay. And what's next on our agenda, Lisa?
A continued discussion regarding business attraction and retention strategies. And Lee, if you'd like, I can start discussing where we're at with our business forum. And, you know, if there's anything else we want to discuss under this, open it up from there.
Sure, go ahead, please.
Thank you. So at the last few meetings, we've discussed the fact that the village is going to receive the money under the American Rescue Plan. We're slated to receive approximately $1.34 million. There has been some discussion at the board level, some discussion at the EDC level about potentially using a portion of those funds to support the community. And so before making any decisions about how those funds are spent, the finance director and I have been continuing to explore the timeline that those funds have to be used and eligible expenses and how the village is going to manage that. I don't yet have a timeline on the release of those funds, but hopefully by July, we'll have a little bit more information. So at any rate, we're eligible to use some of those funds to support the business community. What we wanted to do was basically host a business forum with the six different, what we call business sectors in the community. So retail, restaurant being one, fitness, professional services, medical, and based businesses. And so we are in week two of our listening tour. Liz has been helping me coordinate that, and Liz has been extraordinarily helpful in making arrangements for that, in helping us to secure a facilitator from the Dominican University Brennan School of Business. Ramiro Artristain has been facilitating those conversations. We are, we just completed yesterday session 5 of 6. We have one more next week. And then we will take those sessions and summarize them and provide a report to the EDC. Those are recorded sessions, so we have them available for EDC members to listen to. But we will have reports out to the EDC. We're planning on that for the July.
Great. Any other business? I think there was an expression of interest from Jackie Katorba from La Pararita in obtaining a liquor license to augment her business. Has she applied for that with the village, Lisa?
Yeah, she's got an application in, and so we're in the process of routing that internally, and I will touch base with Jackie this week on what the status of this.
Are there any comments from commissioners on that application?
Yeah, I'll drink to that.
Okay. Any other business? Just to note, we're not going to have a meeting in August. We'll have one in July, same scheduled time. Any other business we need to cover before we adjourn?
I assume we have nothing to even discuss regarding Dominican property, since the village has expressed, you know, a continuation of green space in the event that Dominican tries to sell the property.
Yes. There was an article about Dominican looking to sell a sizable portion of property. And I believe, can someone confirm what the board's discussion was with regard to zoning of that property?
There was no discussion at the board level. That was just, I just let the board know that it was available. But I think Kathy's comment in the article is, I think, where the board is gonna be on this.
And would you mind sharing that with
we have no intention of rezoning that property. So the uses are for public recreation and institutions. So, and she had that conversation with Donna Carroll at the university way before that this stuff came out. So,
is there interest from the River Forest Park District in obtaining that property?
No, nobody's heard of any interest from anyone at this point, I don't think, Lee.
So who the potential buyers are of a property for, you know, purely recreational, they're probably limited to educational institutions in the park district.
It's a big number.
Well, I encourage everyone to look into the issue, and you know, we can revisit a discussion on it if needed at next month's meeting.
Yeah, obviously it's been out there for a couple months now, but I think to the extent the board wants any input from the EDC, let us know.
Any further business? If not, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we had a record, a EDC meeting in under a half hour. So have a great weekend. Everyone enjoy your day.